ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 15, Description of the Kingdom of God and Text Number 25. Yaccha vrajanti animisham vrishabhan vritya dure yamahe परिणस्पृहणीयशीला भर्तुर्मिताः सुयशः कथनानुरागः वैकल्वया बाष्पकलया पुलकीकृताङ्गः। यत् वैकुण्ठ च एन् व्रजन्ति go, animisham of the demigods, rishabha, chief, anuvritya, following the footsteps, dure, keeping at a distance, yamaha, regulative principles, he, certainly, upari, above, nah, us, spruhaniya, to be desired, shilah, good qualities, bhartuhu, of the Supreme Lord, mithah, for one another, suyashah, glories, kathana, by discussions, discourses, anuraga, attraction, vaikalvaya, ecstasy, bashpa kalaya, tears in the eyes, pulaki krita, shivering, anangaha, bodies. Translation and purport by His Loving Divine Grace. This is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Persons whose bodily features change in ecstasy and who breathe heavily and perspire due to hearing the glories of the Lord are promoted to the kingdom of God. Even though they do not care for meditation and other austerities, the kingdom of God is above the material universes and it is desired by Brahma and other demigods. Purport. It is clearly stated herein that the kingdom of God is above the material universe. Just as there are many hundreds of thousands of higher planets above this earth, So there are many millions and billions of spiritual planets belongs to the spiritual sky. Brahmaji states herein that the spiritual kingdom is above the kingdom of the demigods. One can enter the kingdom of the Supreme Lord only when one is highly developed in desirable qualities. All good qualities develop in the person of a devotee. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 18th chapter, verse 12, that anyone who is Krishna conscious is endowed with all good qualities of the demigods. In the material world, the qualities of the demigods are highly appreciated. Just as, even in our experience, the qualities of a gentleman are more highly appreciated than the qualities of a man in ignorance or in a lower condition of life. The qualities of the demigods in higher planets are far superior to the qualities of the inhabitants of this earth. Brahmaji confirms herewith that only person who have developed the desirable qualities can enter into the kingdom of God. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the devotees' desirable qualities are described to be 26 in number. They are stated as follows. He is very kind. He does not quarrel with anyone. He accepts Krishna consciousness as the highest goal of a life. He is equal to everyone. No one can find fault in his character. He is magnanimous, mild, and always clean, internally and externally. He does not profess to possess anything in this material world. He is a benefactor to all living entities. He is peaceful and is a soul completely surrendered to Krishna. He has no material desire to fulfill. He is meek and humble, always steady, and has conquered the sensual activities. He does not eat more than required to maintain the body and soul together. He is never mad after material identity. He is respectful to all and does not demand respect for himself. He is very grave, very compassionate, and very friendly. He is poetic, he is expert in all activities, and he is silent in nonsense. Similarly, in Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 25th chapter, verse 21, the qualification of a saintly person are mentioned. It is said there that a saintly person eligible to enter into kingdom of God is very tolerant and very kind to all living entities. He is not partial. He is kind both to human beings and to animals. He is not such a fool that he will kill a goat Narayan to feed the human Narayan or Daridra Narayan. He is very kind to all living entities. Therefore, he has no enemy. He is very peaceful. There are the qualities of person who are eligible to enter into the kingdom of God. These are the qualities of person who are eligible to enter into the kingdom of God. That such a person gradually becomes liberated and enters the kingdom of God is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, verse 2. The Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd canto, 3rd chapter, text 24 also states that a person does not cry or exhibit bodily change after chanting the holy name of God without offense, it is to be understood that he is hard-hearted, and that therefore his heart does not change even after he chants the holy name of Lord. Hare Krishna. These bodily changes can take place due to ecstasy when we offenselessly chant the holy name of God. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rab, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It may be noted that there are 10 offenses we should avoid. The first offense is to decry persons who try in their lives to broadcast the glories of the Lord. People must be educated in understanding the glories of the Supreme. Therefore, the devotees who engage in preaching the glories of the Lord are never to be decried. It is the greatest offense. Furthermore, the holy name of Vishnu is the most auspicious name, and his pastimes are also non-different. His pastimes are also non-different from the holy name of the Lord. There are many foolish persons who say that one can chant Hare Krishna or chant the name of Kali or Durga or Shiva because they are all the same. If one thinks that the holy name of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead and the name and activities of the demigods are on the same level, or if one accepts the holy name of Vishnu to be material sound vibration, that is also an offense. The third offense is to think of the spiritual master who spreads the glories of the Lord as an ordinary human being. The fourth offense is to consider the Vedic literatures such as the Puranas and other transcendentally revealed scriptures to be ordinary book of knowledge. The fifth offense is to think that devotees have given artificial importance to the holy name of God. The actual fact is that Lord is not different from his name. The highest realization of a spiritual value is to chant the holy name of God as prescribed for the age. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The sixth offense is to give some interpretation on the holy name of the God. The seventh offense is to act sinfully on the strength of chanting the holy name of God. It is understood that one can be free from all sinful reactions simply by chanting the holy name of God. But if one thinks that he is therefore at liberty to commit all kinds of sinful acts, that is a symptom of offense. The eighth offense is to equate the chanting of Hare Krishna with other spiritual activities such as meditation, austerity, penance, and sacrifice. They cannot be equated at any level. The ninth offense is to specifically glorify the importance of the holy name before persons who have no interest. The tenth offense is to be attached to the misconception of possessing something or to accept body as oneself while executing the process of spiritual cultivation. When one is free from all 10 of these offenses in chanting the holy name of God, he develops the ecstatic bodily features called Pulaka Ashru. Pulaka means symptoms of happiness, and Ashru means tears in the eyes. The symptom of happiness and tears in the eyes must appear in a person who had chanted the holy name offenselessly. Here in this verse, it is stated that those who have actually developed the symptoms of happiness and tears in eyes by chanting the glories of the Lord are eligible to enter the kingdom of God. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, if one does not develop this symptom while chanting Hare Krishna, it is to be understood he is still offensive. Chaitanya Charitamrita suggests a nice remedy in this connection. There it is said in the verse 31, chapter 8 of Adi Leela, that if anyone takes shelter of Lord Chaitanya and just chants the holy name of Lord Hare Krishna, he becomes freed from all offenses. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padana Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminyati Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Bracharine Niravishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So here in this verse, Brahmaji is explaining that unless and until one develops this sort of ecstasy after chanting the holy name of the Lord, it's not possible for that person to enter into the kingdom of God. Then, how to develop these qualities? Prabhupada says that, as explained in the fifth canto of Bhagavatam, where it is explained that yasya asti bhaktir bhagavati akincha tasmai samashrita gunaihi deva suraha. The person who has devotion for the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, he develops the qualities of demigods. In this material world, the qualities of demigods are always appreciated, and people, they work hard to develop these qualities. Then again, in this same canto, 25th chapter, text number 21. The qualities of devotees or Vaishnavas has explained. Didikshavaha Karunikaha Surudaha Sarvadheinam Ajada Shatrava Shanta Sadhava Sadhu Bhushanaha. The symptoms of Sadhu are that he is tolerant, merciful and friendly to all living entities. He has no enemies. He is peaceful. He abides by the scriptures. And all his characteristics are sublime. Sadhu is described as the devotee of the Lord. And his main concern is to enlighten people in devotional service to the Lord. And that is his mercy. Because he knows that without devotional service to the Lord, human life is spoiled. And that's why they travel from one place to another place, door to door, and they preach. Be Krishna conscious, be devotee of Lord. Don't spoil your life simply in fulfilling your animal propensities. Because human life is not meant for that. It is meant for self-realization or Krishna consciousness. Bolo Krishna, kaho Krishna, karo Krishna shiksha. This is what devotee desires. And he preaches about that. He never preaches about, okay, now do these practices, get this result and enjoy your senses. No. He preaches about that Manushya Janama Paya Radha Krishna Nabhajya Janiya Shuniya Bishakhainu. You have got this human form of a life, and if you are not worshipping Radha and Krishna, then knowingly you are drinking poison. And he always thinks about others. And we have examples. Like Maharaj Prahlad. He is not bothered about his own precarious situation, which has been created by his own father. And he was suffering in that condition, in material point of view. But he says to Narasimha Dev, I am not at all bothered about this. Naiva Dvijaya Patakuru Tadala Vaitaranyas Padvirya Gayana Maham Pratamakna Chetaha Shochetato Mimuka Chetasa Indriyartha Maya Sukhaya Paramu Utbhavato Mimuda. Oh my Lord, I don't bother about my own sufferings because my mind is always engaged in wonderful activities that you have performed. I'm always discussing about them. He said, magna chetaha. Magna means totally engrossed. Chetaha, mind. In what? Twada virya gayana maha amrita. This nectarian pastimes of yours that I am discussing, that engrosses my mind so much, I don't bother about my physical, mental agonies. But really I concern about what? Shoche tato vimukha chetasa indriyartha. I really have a lot of concern for those who are really engrossed in satisfying their senses. And he says, Vimudaha. These fools, they don't understand that they are wasting their human form of a life. And that is his compassion. So the first quality of sadhu is titikshvaka, that he is tolerant. Whatever comes in his life, he takes it as a Krishna's mercy and he tolerates. He never rebels against that. And karunika is that he is a merciful. And all these characteristics that we can see in Bhakta Prahlada, all the devotees of the Lord, they have shown these qualities. But more prominently we can see in the pastimes of Prahlada Maharaj. On top of that, they are Suruda. Sarvadehina. They are friend to everyone. And that's why they are known as Ajatashatru. Because they don't have any enemies. Why they don't have enemies? Because they are Shanta. Shanta means peaceful. So the peaceful person who is not disturbed himself, how he can disturb others? Generally we find there is a chaos in this world. Because the people who are disturbed, they don't like the people are peaceful. They try to go and disturb others. But devotees who are prashantaha, prakrishtaritena shantaha, whose mind is terrifically peaceful, there are no waves of material desire in their heart. If someone possesses all these qualities, then that person is able to go back home, back to Godhead. That's why it is said that it's not that easy to go back home, back to Godhead, unless and until we get rid of all these anarthas. Then in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are 26 qualities as explained. Through which we can understand, to become a devotee, what one has to develop. I think we will discuss this thing tomorrow. Because just reading will not help us. We'll just try to understand them. Because these three paragraphs, I think we'll, next 3 days we can speak on that. Let's see what Srimad Bhagavatam says first about this. Brahmaji, not only in this place, previously also Brahmaji has explained that unless and until you develop these qualities, it will be difficult for us to go back home, back to Godhead. As Prabhupada has quoted here from Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd canto, 3rd chapter, verse 24. Second canto. Third chapter and text number 24. Certainly that heart is a steel frame which is, in spite of one chanting the holy name of the Lord with a concentration, does not change. When ecstasy takes place, tears fill the eyes and the hairs stand on end. Tad amshasaram hridayam batedam yat grihyamane harinamadheye na vikriyataha yada vikaro netre jalam gatra ruheshu harashaha. If one does not develop these qualities of sadhu, it will be very difficult to develop these symptoms of ecstasy. You may chant for millions of lifetimes, but if you commit offense to the holy name, it will be very difficult to attain such ecstasy. And that's why in the beginning of his instruction to Naraji, Brahmaji has explained this particular verse, that heart is steel frame which, in spite of one chanting the holy name of the Lord with a concentration, does not change. Why it has happened so? Then Prabhupada, in the next para, he explains about 10 offenses. Dashavida nama aparad. See, offense to the chanting the holy name, offense to seva, and offense to Vaishnava. That destroys our devotional life. So we will discuss tomorrow about 10 offenses, and then we'll discuss about the 26 qualities that has explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So anything that see, that is the compassion. Definitely. Because, see, unless and until you know offenses, you will not know why there is no development in our consciousness. Sometimes, before chanting, to take a shortcut, we never chant Panchatattva Mantra also. We just jump on the next round. It happens because it's the nature of mind. It always tries to keep you in ignorance. But still again and again it is reminded that if you take the name of Lord Gauranga, Gaurangira, what's that song? ye gaurangera namale, what happens then? Tara hoya premodaya. If you chant the name of Lord Gauranga, then the torment and love of Krishna Prema will Udaya, that will come, that will rise in your heart. But you should know who is Gauranga. With that faith and concern, then only you can understand that. So we'll discuss tomorrow about 10 offenses and then 26 qualities of Vaishnava. Hare Krishna.